Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that has called us out of this world into the kingdom of God. And now in you we live and move and have our being. You started a work in our lives and you never stop. You're very present, help writing the laws on our hearts and on our minds. In Jesus' name, we appreciate you. Your will be done this day and every day in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 10 from verse 5 to 8. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give.
Hallelujah. It's so beautiful. Yeah, God instructs his disciples. So again, we can just see the importance of being disciples, dedicated, disciplined followers of Jesus. So he tells them, you just go to the Jews, don't go to the Gentiles. And there we can just see God's heart. The lost sheep of Israel were the ones that had his message. He worked through Abram and then worked through the prophets. And so he was the fulfillment of the gospel that was here. And so he was wanting to touch them, that they had the word, and now he wanted to bring the reality into their lives. But we know the story later on, they reject him. And then we saw the same with Paul. He started with the Jews. And then he said, okay, now I'm going to go to the Gentiles. Because you have chosen to reject the God quality of life. So we just see the importance. And so what's the importance to us is to stay in the boundaries where we are born again. In our family, in our culture, that's where we start. So you don't wait until you missionary or you in another country, right there where you're at, where you're born again, that's where you share the message to your family, to your friends, and to your surroundings. You testify that something has happened to you. What has happened? The kingdom has come near. When you turn to the living God and you got born again, you were translated according to John 3 verse 3. If you're not born again, you can't see the kingdom. So therefore, you had to be born again. And then verse 5 says, when you're born again, you entered into the kingdom. And so it's to now see the kingdom. And seeing the kingdom is listening to the Lord in the kingdom. We see that in Hebrews 12, 22. You've come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the city of the living God. And then further on it goes, and there you've come to the Father. You've come to the church of the firstborn, the ecclesia, the called out ones, that's the prophets and the apostles, and you also built into this kingdom. And then it says, and Jesus speaks, and therefore you listen to him. So that's what's so important, guys, that the reality of the kingdom gets expressed through what you see and what you hear. And these disciples had seen what Jesus done. He showed them the example of healing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing those who had leprosy, driving out the demons. And now they had seen this, and they had heard that now he was letting them experience it. And that's how God works. You stay with Jesus, you stay in the boundaries, you do what he's shown you and what he said to you. And that's where you see the beauty, because freely you have received, and that's what you must give out. So that's it, guys. And God has called you. He started a wonderful work, and you freely received, and then you freely give. You don't give what you haven't got. You give from that which you have seen and heard. And that is where the power is. That's where the joy is. That's where you know you've been translated out of the kingdom of the darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And now you just stay in the boundaries of the truth that God is working in you and through you. Amen.
Amen.